Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, May 13, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Danger continues in Iraq as Islamic militants are trying to drive a wedge in security there. Islamists executed an American contract worker, and more violence is threatened in the wake of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. Missionaries are also at risk, according to Doc, who's working with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
We're very concerned for anyone working for the kingdom in Iraq. It's dangerous for, of course, Western, or I know of one instance where one of the national workers, an Iraqi, was targeted because he was a believer and worked for one of the mission organizations.
Elsewhere, Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says a combination of need and opportunity means open doors for outreach in Central America and the Caribbean. Worldwide is looking for teams to help build schools in Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic.
The schools that we're working with, a lot of them fall into a category of poor and developing communities. And without our assistance and help, there's no real good way that they can receive the gospel of Christ through Christian education.
And last week, Grace Ministries International got news that heightened security concerns for their teams in Zambia. An area gang who earlier robbed a missionary couple is on a crime spree again. The gang struck near the ministry's building again, not only robbing nearby businesses, but also the area church leaders. This time, a guard was killed. Please pray for the safety of Grace Ministries' 8 missionaries serving in Zambia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features illustrated photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.